I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live into the fourth hour. Pastor Butch Paul popped into my ear a few hours ago. He's up there visiting the Genesis Studios in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. It's actually in a suburb. And I wanted to get Butch to pop in with us and talk about what's happening. Butch, what do you think of these Christian groups, so-called Christian groups, the same group that on their Christian radio network, 60-plus stations back in 94, said the world would end in 94, that the rapture would start on a set day, and it didn't. And now they've done it again, and the media has tried to use that to discredit Christians. But in my Bible, correct me if I'm wrong, it talks about after Christ comes back, the dead in Christ being raptured to meet Christ in the air and be given their heavenly bodies. I don't see a rapture anywhere in there. But regardless, I've read the Bible verses where no man knoweth the time of Christ's return. No, not even the Son, but only the Father. You know, the angels don't know. But these guys say they do. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I don't want to speak of their motives. I would like to think the motives are pure, but I say this kindly, but I have to say straight up and down, they're purely stupid. You're right. No one knows that day. And in my lifetime, I know back in 88, somebody wrote a book entitled 88 Reasons Why Christ Will Return in 1988. Then he changed it to another day, another year. You should never do that. That does discredit the church. Worldly people get a real kick out of that. People make fools out of Christians, so to speak.
Well, Christ will come like a thief in the night. No man, I mean, the Bible's full of that.
Absolutely.
Why won't they follow the Bible? Because it's just too much fun?
I don't know. I simply don't know. I've never been able to understand the people who do such things. I've ignored them and went on because I knew it wasn't true. I mean, we were traveling. We were here yesterday in Minnesota when this, and we're still here today. And you know, then,
briefly, what about Romans 13? They really love to use that.
Romans 13 is probably one of the most misunderstood, misquoted books in the Bible. And it would, if people would simply take time to read beyond the first verse and go on through down to at least 6-7 verses, that they would understand that Romans 13 is telling Christians, now I'm talking about people that really believe in Christ, that we cannot and should not obey unjust authority. Because it says in Romans 13 that the Almighty God has ordained authority. He never ordained authority once to murder children or sodomize their sons and daughters. He didn't ordain that. He ordains righteous government. When the government becomes unrighteous and it turns into tyranny, it ceases being an authority, period, and people should not obey it.
Well, if you believe that Romans 13 means submit to any government, then people should have loved Mao, Stalin, Hitler, Julius Caesar. But expanding on that, it's we the people here in America. We don't have a king, and so we should follow the people's law, which is the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Exactly, and you know the same scripture was in the Bible when our forefathers were here. Also, they apparently did not believe it the way a lot of pastors today interpret it because they had a revolution to overthrow a tyrant. And I might say this too: the tyranny that they were living under back in 1776 was very, very mild compared to what we had today.
Well, you're right, and they've just marinated us in this tyranny until a lot of people just become acclimated to it. But we have so much food, we have baubles and entertainment. People take that as their rights, but your rights are property rights and rights over your family, and so all the things that really have value and the things that created the wealth in this country, they're being removed right now. And you notice as the liberties are removed, the money, the wealth is being removed as well. I mean, the two go together.
You know, and one thing I've known for years and tried to explain to people that we as a society, I'm going to say the majority of people in the country either work for directly for some form of government, local, county, state, or federal, or they get some kind of government assistance. And this is very clearly, I think, seen. You cannot be a ward of the state and be a free man. It's impossible.
And they've set up the economy now where most people can't survive without government contracts or being
exactly
on welfare.
That's right.
45 million people now on food stamps. Their mission is near completion, folks. They're coming after the rest of us. Retransmission coming up now. Stay with us.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Perrins called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 23rd day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have no guests scheduled so that we can take your phone calls and cover the massive news that is in front of us today. We have reports here. Militant storm Pakistan naval airbase, 5 dead. Pakistan turns to China for naval base and emergency help. China warns U.S. to stop interfering inside Pakistan. Webster Tarpley has a detailed breakdown report at Infowars.com. U.S. and Pakistan near open war, a detailed treatise on that. That is just some of the news on that front. Some of the Chinese dailies are running with the headlines. China asks U.S. to respect Pakistan's sovereignty. But let me just stop right there. Walt Disney World is announcing that when you go on the new Star Wars ride, this is from Mouse Planet, put out by Disney, that there will be a body scanner and the TSA checkpoint when you go in to the facility. And so the children are being taught. When you go to Disney World now for close to a decade, you were forced to hand scan biometrically to get in. The same thing at the Anheuser-Busch-owned SeaWorlds around the country. Of course, 6-7 years ago, I shot video of myself refusing, and they said, fine, we'll let you in, but you've got to basically pay more. And I then told them I would never come back, and I've not been back. But they don't care. All of these institutions are about social engineering and conditioning you. Now, that said, we have a decision to make. There is no doubt that we have social engineers attempting to turn our entire country, and through continuity of agenda, the entire world into an authoritarian, high-tech police state where every basic norm of freedom has been abridged and overturned, where the government, whenever it wants, sticks its hands down your pants, grabs your genitals, where you are forcibly inoculated. That's all being pushed. Elementary schools all over the country got caught 2 years ago giving flu shots to children, even when the parents said no. It was universally elementary schools because they believed the children were not communicative enough to be able to articulate to their parents what had happened. We first got reports for months of this from listeners who were outraged. Then it came up in local TV stations in California, Alabama, New York, Texas, Florida, Michigan, hitting them and hitting them hard. Mainly poor areas where they think the parents don't know their rights. They first beta test it there, then move it out against everyone. This is about government getting in your comfort zones. They're now giving people free driver's license. You don't have to pay the registration fee in D.C. if you give them a DNA swab of your cheek tissue. They'll also take blood if you allow them. That was in an executive order in 1994 by Bill Clinton, not implemented until 2010. This is a long-term strategic program. They move forward inch by inch. When they get resistance, they stop or back off a little. As soon as you stop resisting, they move forward again. Now they've gone to a leapfrog mode of leaping with, 5 years ago, we denied we were listening to you without warrants. And Bush got up and gave a press conference. Now we're listening to everything, no warrants. What's she going to do about it? Governors say don't run illegal military checkpoints in Tennessee and other areas. Homeland Security says we'll have 14 different agencies shut down highways and search whoever we want. Shut up, Governor. Now, I have the federal ruling. I have the local news articles. This is so earth-shaking that I really want to get your attention. Now, I know for longtime listeners, this is ancient news, but the point is they're really doing it, and you've got to make a decision. Do you want to be total slaves? 2 years ago, they couldn't pass the carbon tax right when Obama got in. He said the EPA is going to implement it anyways, and they're going to the cities and states and getting them to pass laws to do it. For home inspections and federal / Agenda 21 UN zoning laws for local bureaucrats under federal licensing entering your home repeatedly every year without warrants and putting you under federal zoning, which dwarfs anything ever seen, and they can take your home in 1 week without a court if you don't make the changes they say in 1 week. It is guaranteed to be designed to take old people and poor people's homes, and then after they're done setting up the SWAT team brigades that back up this situation, they're going to go after everybody. I told you they're going to start going after Amish and farmers and ranchers and raw milk sellers and raw cheese sellers. I can go to Whole Foods and buy Amish natural cheese all day long from raw milk. That's going to be shut down. I can go drive out and buy peaches, watermelons, whatever I want. That's all being harassed and shut down. I mean, hell is on us. In Europe, they now are banning across the board headlines, BBC, you name it. But they're reporting like it's a good thing. Hundreds of supplements banned. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B12, B6. Boom, they're hitting them. In the U.S., even though there's not a law, they will run into health food stores with guns. They will run into farmers markets with guns, getting people on the ground to act like it's illegal and bad and to scare everybody. They are unleashing hell upon us. This is only the beginning. Now, why am I so upset? Because everything the enemy is doing is public and stated and admitted. And it's a nightmare, and we need to wake up from it and say no. Psychological warfare chiefs are running this. They've written countless white papers admitting it. That's what's so frustrating. It's all public. People ask, how does Alex Jones think he knows all this? How does the things he talk about keep coming true? Because they've written it all down. The Austin Chronicle last week attacked me and said Jones, you know, claims he knows all this stuff, and if it's true, he makes Sherlock Holmes look like a barely competent, what was the term they used, Boy Scout. No, I'm a barely competent Boy Scout. When they tell me what they're going to do, and their call, it was in Texas TV stations again yesterday, the high levels of radioactive isotopes being added with the fluoride into the water, and they report it, and it says the cover-up goes all the way to the governor, and nobody gets in trouble. They're murdering us. I know it's bold. I know it's crazy. I know it's hard to believe, but it's real. I read that article yesterday. I'm going to get back to it today, and we'll even play the newscast for you if we have time, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, they're killing us. The stupid cops that serve them, the macho guys that like to hunt men with their machine guns, they don't know they're under being killed. The dumb bureaucrats don't know. All the soft public doesn't understand because they hear this show and they can't believe it. You can pull it up. Newspapers 2 years ago repeatedly said Jones is delusional. He says that they're going to have federal security forces at checkpoints everywhere searching you. And who would have even thought sticking hands down pants? I was just going off of the documents that they're going to set up hardened checkpoints on all the highways, checkpoints at the schools, checkpoints in all buildings. You're going to have to swipe a government card to even get to work. Now they've announced it. All the major unions have to get Homeland Security clearance to even be part of the union or have their job. You notice when they finally got the several, 20-something thousand first responders, police, medical workers, finally after myself and others, Luke Radowski, We Are Change, fought for 8-9 years to get medical care for the police, firemen, medical workers, others. Congress, and it's in the law, this is New York Post, Associated Press. If you're a new listener, don't believe this, and I don't blame you. This is crazy. Crazy like a fox, that they have to go through an anti-terror database to get their health care. After the government knowingly lying, saying the air was safe to breathe, you don't need to wear masks, they knew it was asbestos, the internal EPA reports came out, Christina Todd Whitman was ordered by the Bush White House to lie. After all these major medical institutions came out and said the police and others' lungs are filled with asbestos, they're dying. I've been there with the police officers behind the scenes in the green room before they give a speech, and they're on a breathing machine and coughing up blood into napkins in front of me. And then I've seen articles demonizing them, saying they're making it up and it's a conspiracy theory when it's admitted. We got the funding. And now they have to go through a terrorist database and get Homeland Security authorization. It's going to be like that for everything. This is the beta test. I saw Governor Ridge almost 9 years ago on C-SPAN in a two-hour symposium. I just happened to catch 30 minutes into it. And they laid out how it's going to be total control over everything. Now, they're not rolling out TSA on highways and roads and bus stations. They already have done it in select beta testing areas for at least 9 years. In the last 6 years up until now in other parts. Now, every TSA agent, and they psychologically warfare select them, who likes sticking hands down pants, who likes setting people up, who likes robbing, who enjoys it, who isn't worried about the radiation scanners. They've culled down, getting their agents to do more and more to this army that is now going to lead private security forces, Merc forces, in America. This is the complete battle plan you're being given. And they have State Guard, National Guard under TSA command, TSA 3 months ago. Paul Watson wrote articles about it. I'm getting it added to Kurt's article. There's new developments. I'm about to get to them. So I want to give you background. Everything is, you have full spectrum understanding. And I'm only giving you a thimble of it. The spoken word is not even enough. 1,000 pages isn't enough just on this one enemy operation that I have dedicated my life to studying. We must stop them. It's so premeditated and evil. They are training military, State Guard, local police, but now shifting to security guards who are given licensure and letter of mark authority, armed, to stick their hands down your pants. They're now announcing malls, shopping centers, grocery stores, city parks. You will They will walk up, you will line up, and they will grope you and your family. Now, that's getting you ready for the forced inoculations and then them putting you in the back of the paddy wagon. They will drill the paddy wagon roundups for reasons and then release people on the news so that you think it's safe to be put in the wagon. Break it down.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Watch me, watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what
okay.
It's all about.
Again, they are training you for total submission, learned helplessness, a prison grid. That's what the public schools are, with the frisks, the drug dogs, the searching of the lockers, the cameras in the bathrooms, the cameras in the school lunchrooms, surveilling what the kids eat and do. our entire society is being converted, and the RAND Corporation has written the reports back in the late 90s breaking down how this would be done, how they would federalize local police. We've written articles. We've linked to those at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So 100% this is a total takeover. But now you don't even need to go check the documents I've posted and written about. You don't have to even believe me anymore, even though I beg of you to go look it up and find out for yourself. There's no more denial. All over the country, this is not the only report that came out over the weekend. By the way, this got such little attention. This was announced weeks ago by the TSA, and I didn't even know about it. But remember, we told you this was coming. And I told you specifically it will be TSA-trained goons directing military, state guard, private security guards, quote, with TSA certification. Now they give all TSA certified a national security clearance. Now they're little spies. You take somebody who couldn't be a porta potty attendant, you give them a badge on the streets, a gun, and the public is then trained that when this person presents themselves, your wife, your children, we are going to go in your pants and actually grab the genitals. We're going to take your baby's diaper off. This is total prisoner training to get you ready for forced inoculations and for paddy wagons. And they're announcing this to drive around. And if you even talk back, you will be taken in as a person of interest in case you're a terrorist or in case you're a criminal. And then they're going to release these people. And it's going to be like, well, I got picked up, but they released me. So that you're just accustomed. Notice the tasers, admittedly, are killing more and more people. So Taser ups the power 2 years ago. Now they've upped the power again. And the police described the new shotgun-fired one as so painful you can't even breathe, though you want to scream. And the deaths then mount. They just shot a guy with one of these and he died. They don't care. Now it's argue a little bit about the ticket. You're going to die. They're going to up this until it's not 1% or 2% that die, it's 20%, 30%. And the SWAT teams go to the wrong house and kill you, and it's, well, they're great officers. I've seen a new Chicago video of them throwing a man in a wheelchair out, we saw it over the weekend. There was no news about it, but today NBC says, well, the officers say he resisted. Clearly, he just gives them a little back talk in his wheelchair, and they grab him and slam his head, splitting it open to the ground. All the videos of quadriplegics, and they say, I don't believe you're a quadriplegic. I'm going to throw you out. Oh, look at them. They're going to teach that slave for Darren talk back to them. And don't worry, the foreign bankers are going to teach those cops taking their entire pension fund. You think you're the only ones given all this power to rage against the public? Now, look at all the blood he got taught. The cops are telling him, you turn that camera off, slave. Look at all that blood he got taught. You don't talk back. You don't talk back, land of the free, home of the brave. Now here it is, TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom. A federal judge told him to do it. And you know why? They actually admit, because girls from the school who say they had their breast grabbed at the airport are suing them. And so what's the federal judge say? We'll just come to your school. See, it's about Genghis Khan terror. Oh, you're going to sue us? Honey, we're going to grab your breast at school. And they boldly announce it. But the parents fought back and said they were going to sue, that their kids weren't going to go to the prom. And so they backed off for now. But I did some searching and looking, and guess what? It's already going on in other areas. And that's the next articles I need to get Paul Watson on right now. DrudgeReport.com is top link to us. He has the news article about TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom from Eyewitness News KOB. But then under it, he has our article breaking down the history of it. TSA backs down from prom night grope. Get this article out to everyone so people can understand. Remember Obama in the State of the Union 3 or 4 months ago? He said, don't worry. You don't like the TSA and the scanners? You'll be able to ride on the national trains. And then he laughed. knowing full well they were already rolling it out to take over the trains. And by the way, if they don't like the way you look or talk or act, no judge, no jury, you're not going to get on the trains or the buses or have a job or get health care. It's all being announced now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Monday through Friday, we are here 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays 4 to 6 Central, breaking down the foreign banking cartels that own J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bank of England, evidenced by the bailout money we now learn, the vast majority going overseas. They are militarizing our police. They are trying to break the public's will with conditioning, Pavlovian and operant conditioning, to train us to accept the fact that we are criminals and that government will do whatever they want to our bodies. Federal grants for police to take blood without warrants at checkpoints. Federal grants to take police departments and turn them into paramilitary SWAT teams. Federal grants for surveillance equipment for the police to surveil you without warrants. Threat fusion centers. The military openly, regular Marine Corps, Army, running checkpoints, DUI checkpoints. It's illegal for cops to do it, much less the military. You're under attack, military and police, by the very same globalist system. They want you to be thugs. They want you to be on power trips. They want you to think it's your right to be an authority, to be an official, and not a servant. It's honorable to be a servant of the Republic, a defender of the Republic. It is dishonorable to be a servant of the New World Order and an official, an authority, a slave master minder over your fellow slaves, because you're a slave as well. This system you're helping usher in is the end of our republic. Now, let me break this down. This is a red alert. I know it's old news for our mainline listeners, but Kurt Nemo has added to his article all the articles we wrote in the last three, 4 years, a bunch of them. Earlier this year, the TSA came out with TV ads that they air on government Pentagon channels that are on most cable systems that show TSA at malls, at sports stadiums. They're overseeing it at the Kentucky Derby, at the Super Bowl. They command the military. They command the local police. But under the new system, they will command the private security guards. Talk about a federal power grab. Talk about federal jurisdiction. Federal, not even sworn, not even trained. FBI agents will stick their hands down your pants randomly because they know that's illegal. They were actually trained a little bit in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Doesn't mean they haven't scientifically tried to abridge it, but they know that. State police know that. Some good state police leaders, even in Texas, the head of the state police came out last year and said, TSA putting their hands down people's pants or on the outside, it's outrageous. Our officers can't do that, and they don't want to do it. This is dangerous. The state of Texas passes the law saying don't do it, and the feds come out and say in a press release, you don't have any stinking right. We'll do what we want. Ladies and gentlemen, of course it's illegal. Of course it's out of control. It's all new. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe Prom, KOB TV Channel 4. Saturday night, a certified TSA official, official, not servant, official, will be at the Santa Fe High School Prom to oversee student searches. And by the way, when I went to Santa Cruz, I said, all I want is two off-duty cops or a retired detective. They're asked, what do you want for security? Because, you know, I was going to be speaking to 900 people each night. They had like 800 tickets, but they could add 100 more. So it was 900 each night. And I get there, and they were nice. It was like I was the president or something. They had like 15 security guards. And I complained, and they said, well, we just have to because we're TSA certified. And they were trying to grope people outside at my event. And they were not, I mean, the point is, because basically they looked into security, and then the port group or the Santa Cruz, you know, entertainment district, they got roller coasters and all. It's really nice there, beautiful. So the security guards that run that area, they were there and they said, oh, yes, we're going to give you security, Mr. Jones. And they weren't going down the pants, but they were frisking people. See, you don't, and it's like, you don't have a choice. If you're going to be at this venue, this is the way it is. I'm like, but I just wanted to get a couple cops. I mean, you're asking what I want for security. That's all we need. And see, New York State is now calling, after the Madoff situation, excuse me, bird of a feather fly together, the Dominic Strauss-Kahn story, for all the maids to wear panic buttons. See, the state must keep you safe. Everyone's a criminal because someone might try something on a maid someday, or because somebody might want to break into your house someday. We've got to have government cameras inside the house. They're calling for that in England. They're calling for that in Houston. It's this idea, but who watches the watchers? It's this tyranny in the name of security. It has nothing to do with it. Now, continuing. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe Prom. Saturday night, a certified TSA official will be at the Santa Fe High School Prom to oversee student searches. This all comes after two Capitol High School students. Listen to this. This is, oh, you don't like that we grabbed your body parts at the airport? We're coming to your school, honey. Now listen to this, and they have a link to it. This all comes after two high school students, sisters, filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. There's also another report I have about lawsuits in Santa Fe separately with people, but I got those two confused. This is in the school. So the answer is, oh, you don't like how we have TSA-type training to grab your breasts. That's what they say in the newscast. You don't, and the newscast acts like they're bad that they didn't like this. The newscast sits there with a straight face and reports this Like it's a good thing. See, they report bizarre, crazy things. It's like CBS News all over the country sent news packages so the local newsreader reads it, but it's centrally controlled, but it gives it the local look. The studies show you trust local news more. It's most of it federally written by the feds up at CBS Broadcast Center. That came out in 2000. There's a huge CIA Defense Department contract, and that CBS writes the news for three other major news agencies. What was it? NBC, ABC, and one other. And CBS here locally said mercury is good for your child's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury shots help your child's IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't believe me? Later I'll play that clip since you don't believe me, that mercury helps your brain. The government says so. This all comes after two Capitol High school students, sisters, filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. On Friday, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company, ASI, see, private security, to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe prom and high school graduation. Oh, see, TSA in the last 9 years has created this new system of certification where you go in the pants, you go between the legs, you grope everyone, everyone must be searched. They're now announcing they want it at malls, grocery stores, turning them into tattletale prison grids with telescreens saying, watch your neighbors. I mean, this is a completely alien atmosphere being created, of alien to liberty. And so the answer is, oh, we'll have a Fed certified. There's no law that the TSA can do this. They're just saying we have the precept, the Fuhrer precept to do what we want. Just like the John Yoo memo said, the president can do whatever he wants. He can order torture, secret arrest, a suspension of Congress. Did you know under the executive order that Bush signed, in fact, I forget the number. Remind me to look it up during the next break. I know you've got several browsers open right now, but stuff I've already called for. Let me give you the exact headline. It'll be Bush executive order allows president to suspend Congress for any emergency. Any emergency they deem, including economic or any other, at the discretion of the president. So, see, we're under martial law right now. They just don't call it that. And Obama continued that executive order. So they're operating, and that's how they're doing this. So they say, we bring a martial law officer, the National Security Force, just as big and just as strong as our military that Obama called for, that Bush began to set up in earnest. And so now that you have one of these anointed ones, now our private security agency can stick their hands down your 12-year-old daughter's pants. Continuing. On Friday, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company, ASI, to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe High School prom and the Capitol High School graduation. The restraining order also spells out the specific ways security can perform searches. See, now it's a right. Oh, it's your right. We're going to protect your rights by having TSA here. See how it's all upside down. It says a pat-down is only to be used if there's reasonable grounds, and the pat-down should not be used as a first approach for every student. But TSA abridges all of that. KOB Eyewitness 4 talked to one of the sisters suing the district earlier this week, Candace Herrera, said, she grabbed my breast and shook the inner part of my bra and shook it and then picked up the front of my dress to mid-high, and she was patting down my bare legs. Who do you think wants that job? Well, criminology, go take some criminology courses out of the gates. Search the part about those that try to join law enforcement, those that try to get into truancy officers. That's the highest group. Capitol principal told us she was standing right there when the students were searched and doesn't remember any students complaining about the pat-down. So if they say you didn't complain, that's consent. You let the vampire in. Meanwhile, Santa Fe Public School says it's happy to comply with the federal court's decision, saying students' safety is a priority. Borders are wide open. Mass murder going on all over southern New Mexico, South Texas, Nevada. Lawlessness, mass graves being found every week. Not a problem. The feds put up signs saying just don't go into these areas of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. They're not safe. We've given it over to Mexico. But, you complain, you file a lawsuit, we'll just send the feds in claiming they can wave a magic wand and now it's okay. They can wave a magic wand and say DU doesn't hurt the troops. They can wave a magic wand and say the dust at Ground Zero is safe to breathe, no mask needed. But it turned out they knew exactly the opposite. They can wave a magic wand and spy on everybody and order all the cell phone manufacturers to spy on you in real time and upload the data to the NSA offices built into every telecommunications hub, as I told you years and years, more than a decade before mainstream media reported that. My point is, I'm not making this up. All I do is study what they're doing. Now, here is the good news, and it's up on DrudgeReport.com right now. It's also red-linked on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo, last week it was announced that TSA goons would conduct grope downs of students during prom night at Santa Fe High School. The TSA promised to move from airports into New Mexico High School after two girls said security personnel groped them, and a federal judge ruled that TSA should conduct pat-downs at dances and graduations. Oh, you're complaining about the TSA doing groping at the airport? We'll just move into your schools. The judge's ruling indicates the federal government and the TSA believe they should be conducting searches. So see, where are the states saying, well, since when do the feds, just 20 years ago, FBI had to get permission to come into your county or city. They had to go to the police chief or the liaison for permission. Now they run the threat fusion centers. Now they give supplemental pay to the local police and others that are in them. Now they're federal agents. Now they're going to be at your high school sticking their hands down your pants. The judge's ruling indicates the federal government, the TSA, believe they should be conducting searches. The TSA has moved from airports to train and bus stations. TSA boss Napolitano, Mr. Napolitano, has said that she envisions, thought it was Mr. Maddow, the agency ultimately groping citizens at malls and hotels. We have a link to that. And they're putting out TV ads showing them in the mall searching you. But don't worry, Disney World makes you do it to go into the new rides, the hot new ride. Don't worry, the new fancy clothiers have the same body scanner. Oh, this happens to be a biometric reader for a perfect fit. As 11 years ago, I first reported on the fact that that's what these companies developed it for. It's a biometric scanner. They're getting your biometric data. So they have got passive, as Wired reported a few months ago, cameras that send out radio waves through your clothes, even if you're wearing a mask or a fake nose. It scans the width and breadth of your chest, does a calculation, your legs, your walk. It can scan the back of your hand and get a 100% mark on it. These systems are already in worldwide. England had them in a decade ago. But they got to get the biometric 360 scan. That's at the airport. That's at the clothier. That's at Disney World. Got that report right here at Disney World. On Saturday night, however, the TSA did not conduct the searches at the Santa Fe High School as promised. Government searching students is now a well-established practice at public schools. City of Austin tells them stop doing it with the transportation board. Feds say go to Hades. State says stop it. Feds put a press release out saying, you know what? We'll do whatever we want. Santa Fe Superintendent Bobby Gutierrez told KOAT News in Albuquerque that instead of TSA goons with blue latex gloves, the court allowed Santa Fe School to use state police to search students. Everybody's a prisoner. KOAT does not want the media to share the video. We have a link to a YouTube of it. And this was printed before Kurt added all of his new information to the article. Please print me the new one. Thank you. He's beefed up the article. Just a quick report he got out. Now it's on Drudge. We've added some history to the bottom of it. Okay, let's go ahead and play this newscast. We're analyzing this newscast where they're trying to acclimate everyone. This is an outrageous newscast, exactly what you would expect out of a fallen republic, what you would expect out of a futuristic Soviet Union. Here they are with a straight face saying, why do people mind? It's normal to have your breast grabbed. Here it is.
Tomorrow night, a certified TSA official will be at the Santa Fe High School prom to oversee student searches.
Heather Mills is live in the newsroom with why a federal court ordered the district to make these changes. Heather?
Well, this all comes after two Capitol High School students' sisters filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. Today, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company ASI to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe High School prom and the Capitol High School graduation. The restraining order also spells out the specific ways that security can perform searches. It says a pat-down is only to be used if there is reasonable ground, and that pat-down should not be used as a first approach for every student.
Oh.
We talked to one of the sisters suing the district earlier this week.
She had grabbed my breast and then grabbed the inner part of my bra and shook it. And then she picked up the front of my dress to, like, mid-thigh as she was patting down my bare leg.
Capitol's principal told us she was standing right there when the students were searched and doesn't remember any students complaining about the pat-downs. Meanwhile, Santa Fe Public School says it is happy to comply with the federal court's decision saying student safety.
A, why are federal courts involved in a school? Why are they doing pat-downs at the school? And they're not pat-downs. So you notice they don't even deny that they're grabbing the legs and the breast. It's, well, nobody's complaining. Well, here she is complaining, lady. It's all psychological warfare. Well, I didn't see anybody complain. If you went up to that principal in a park and stuck your hands between her legs and grabbed her breast, you'd spend 5 years in a state pen. But because they're the government, they do this. Total Fourth Amendment violation. Training our kids to be slaves. And they say, well, we don't do it in all cases. Remember, at first, not everybody had to take their shoes off. Then everybody did. Then not everybody had to take their jacket off. Only if they asked. Now take it off. Not everybody got their laptop searched. Now everybody does. Not everybody had to go through the body scanner. Now TSA says they want everybody to and have a grope. First, it was on the outside of the pants. Now it's on the inside. More. Because if they can stick their hands down your six-year-old daughter's pants, if they can grab Ron Paul's genitals, if they can put their hand into the anus area, that's in the federal filing of Jesse Ventura, then they can do whatever they want to you.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I intellectually and historically study these issues, then I bring my passion, my emotion to the floor, because we have emotion and anger to get us out of a lackadaisical position like a dog asleep on the couch to this tyranny in a trance, and to get aggressive and angry at being usurped and run over. Saw a quote last week that made a lot of sense by a British philosopher. Forget the name, but he said, passion and anger is always the overall aura of someone who has the moral authority. That's a paraphrase. But the full article is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. TSA backs down from prom night grope. If you won't get mad about a federal government out of control, internationally taken over, rolling out against all of us, sticking their hands down our pants, any time a crime could ever be committed anywhere, we must put our hands down your pants. We must question you. We must put our hands on you. Oh, one woman claims Dominique Strauss-Kahn tried to grab her now. Now they've backed off the rape. And so now every maid in New York under law, they want a law, they've introduced the law, has to have a panic button because men are all rapists. But when the Mexican mafia is lining up little kids and shooting them in the head with their parents because they didn't pay them the cut, oh, that's politically correct. We like the coyotes because they're helping break down the U.S. It's just, don't make that a big issue. There won't be any military or police down there to actually stop it. They've been on record ordered to look the other way. Just forget that. It's not about protecting you. It's about a power grab. Now, listen, I haven't even gotten to this. Google has officially changed their algorithm twice this year so far to openly kill alternative media in their own words. Okay? Google, with YouTube in Europe and England, is now blocking Patriot videos, my videos were blocked from government, quote, free wireless you pay for with taxes, and now videos that show protest of judges. In fact, I'll show you a screenshot of this if you're a PrisonPundit.tv viewer. Government orders YouTube to censor protest. I mentioned this last Friday. This is so big. And it says this content is not available in your country to government removal requests. Now they're starting this in the U.S. Because, tyranny happens 99% of the time. Crooks get into government, they recruit more crooks, they start getting away with things, and they go, let's go hog wild. But now they have high-tech science, and they go to their psychological warfare experts, and they say, how do we force inoculate them? Well, you start getting the general public who's not criminal and who would be offended by police even asking them questions. You go beyond that. You start taking blood from them. You start putting your hands on them. Then you start going in the pants. This has all been laid out. And you just federalize everything, and you just don't care, and you keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You take 1 million miles, they push you back 500,000, you still are 500,000 miles on them. Then you go 10 million miles, they push you back 8 million. They're 2.5 million miles on you. Then they go 1 trillion miles, you push them back 900 million. Doesn't matter, now they're 120-something million on you. They know what they're doing. And it's so diabolical. We have diabolical sickos in control who've written white papers how they're doing it on every subject. I can see what they do and then later get a RAND Corporation document or a UN document, and it's as if I wrote it, but they wrote it from their perspective. I'm in their mind. You can get there too. Study it. Learn about it. Now, earlier this year, we launched the V for Victory campaign with the flyers and the contests and the videos and tens of millions of views of the thousands of videos you made. I'm going to put the flyer on screen again. Just search V for Victory campaign, Infowars.com. And what's it say? We are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. And it goes on that we will stand against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance. Learn more at Infowars.com. You go to that page and it explains how the TSA is the total police state takeover. Get the V's out there!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.